You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Maino, and very pleased to be welcoming back to the studio one of my favorite guests, Mr. Jack Nicholson is here. Welcome back, Jack.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be back.
Jack is the general manager of the Rhode Island Center for Performing Arts at the historical Park Theater in Cranston, Rhode Island. Jack has been on many times talking about some of the shows coming in there, in a theater that's now in its going into its third year, right? Your third year of involvement, almost?
No, it'll be 2 years open this October.
Yeah, but going into the third.
Oh, so but it will be then. Yeah.
So we'll be talking about things coming up, which actually will be going into the fall. And you have a lot of great shows coming. But the main reason for today's show is to talk about a show called Sisters of Swing, right?
Absolutely. It's a great show.
Great show. And Sisters of Swing, referring to three sisters?
The story of the Andrews sisters.
The Andrews sisters.
They were world famous back in their day, and since then even, it goes on and on. I had a chance to go up to see this show in a Boston area theater 4 years ago, in advance of this theater coming online here in Rhode Island, for that same purpose, to see what it was like. And it was a wonderful show, but with my wife, we both loved it. I was surprised. It was so good. And it went on to set records that still stand at this theater in Stoneham, Mass., right outside of Boston, for the top ticket sales of any show they've had in there in their 10-year history.
Well, a lot of our audience will remember the Andrews sisters, and some interesting facts, some things, the little tidbits that we picked up. I've been following their music for a long time, and they have, in fact, more hit top 10 songs than the Beatles or Elvis Presley.
Yes, they've sold over 90 million records, and 9 of them are gold records. And as you just said, the top 10 hits were more than the Beatles and more than Elvis. Right. The story follows the sisters, Laverne, Maxine, and Patty, from their early days on the road, through their rise in recording to eventually going over to entertain the troops in the Second World War, which is where they really made their impact.
Right, and became the real big recording stars and movie stars. They had their own radio show. They actually even had their own TV show for a while. And they are not with us as a group anymore. Back in 1967, I think it was, the first one passed away of cancer, and then they went out and did a solo tour, the other two, and I think there's only one left at this point.
And I believe that's true, and that's Patty, the blonde, the one
right,
in the middle that
right.
was kind of the lead.
Yeah, the lead singer. Well, so we're going to base the show today around the music of the Andrews sisters. I have a CD that I've taken out of my archives that is all of their hits. So we will be talking about a lot of different kind of music today with Jack and a lot of different groups that are coming in. But all of the music today will be Andrews Sisters. So, Jack, I'm going to start off with this first one, which I guess a lot of people might say is the most famous.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
I'm going to guess the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
That's the one I'm going to start with. Here we go.
I guess we're on the same page.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was called the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, a toot. He blows it into the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't throw a note unless a bass and guitar are playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 riada do riada do 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 buzz it a to the bar. Can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps and he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know all he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Well, okay, Jack, we have everybody bouncing in their seats, bouncing along with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Great tune.
I'll bet.
And, you know, people that listen to the classical station are used to pretty much any lyric songs. I mean, most of the time during the week, we just play nice classical music that people just have and nice and relaxing. This kind of gets your blood going, so this is good for us
absolutely.
On a Sunday night.
Very good exercise, both mentally and physically.
There we go. You know, the Andrews Sisters received a lot of fame, as we mentioned, particularly during the war, and they appeared in Africa and Italy and several different places around supporting troops and so forth. And that's how this song became popular. But it wasn't their first hit. It was a Yiddish song that was actually their first hit.
By Mir Bister Shane.
That's what I was going to say. And that was their first big hit. And, you know, they're an interesting story. They came from a Depression-era family. They really had to scrape things together. They worked odd jobs. Their mother and father were unemployed and decided to follow them around, trying to get them jobs with big bands. And it finally kind of clicked one day when a record producer was riding in a taxi cab in New York and heard them on a radio program, and that was their last shot. After that day, they were going to go back to Minnesota, where they grew up, and get jobs in a typing school. And the record producer just happened to hear them on the radio and said, those are the girls I want, and then they became famous.
Yeah, boy, that reminds me of the Marilyn Monroe story being discovered in a drugstore, right?
Absolutely, yeah, same kind of thing.
Similar kind of thing. Well, I remember when I was a youngster, one of my our family members, my father to be exact, got every issue of Life magazine ever printed except the first three. And I remember that, and we kept a certain number of them, including the December 7, 1941 issue,
sure,
that showed General MacArthur on the cover, and the war had not started before they published that particular magazine, so
wow.
It was a strange interplay of dates.
Irony there, yeah.
And then there was a cover with the Andrews Sisters on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, of course, went through that boom period for them. But I was surprised in talking to about this show to people, how many younger people in the of the boomers mm-hmm. are very familiar with them, having listened with their parents, with their families, with the men and women that served in the service, and now even some of their children. So there's quite a bit of overlap in the audience.
All right, we'll listen to this song, and then we'll get to some more details about the show, when it's going to be, where it's going to be, and all that after this. ¶¶
known and I've known some. Until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light and this whole world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By me of this to shame, please let me explain. By me of this to shame means you're grand. By me of this to shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even said Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by me of this to shame. So kiss me and say you understand. By me of this to shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By me of this to shame means that you're grand. By me of this to shame is such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. 3D, 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 3D. Shame, so kiss me and say that you will understand.
All right, we're in the swing. We've got the groove going. We're feeling it now. And this is going to take place at the Park Theater, which is the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, 848 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Beautiful downtown Cranston, Rhode Island, right across from City Hall, which is rather important because right behind City Hall, you have free parking.
Very rare. Very rare for any theater or a venue of any kind to have parking that's so easy to access, free, and just hassle-free.
There you go.
So that's all good. We just went on sale with this show this week.
Okay.
It's going to run from Thursday, July 28th, through Sunday, July 31st. So, in other words, the final 4 days of the month of July will feature the Sisters of Swing, the story of the Andrews Sisters. We're also reintroducing a dinner before the show package for people who buy their tickets on the web. Primarily that way, they can choose to have dinner before the show.
Mm-hmm.
It roughly an hour and a half earlier. That's how it's programmed. And then go right into the theater from the
Without even leaving the building.
It'll be air-conditioned, by the way, which is important that time of year.
Sure.
Be beautiful air-conditioning. We have the parking.
So, free parking. You walk across the street. You go and you have dinner in a beautiful setting. And then you just walk right down the hall, and you're in the theater.
That's right.
And ready for the show, which is 7:30 on Thursday, July 28th. And then 8 o'clock on the 29th, 8 o'clock on the 30th, and Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
4 p.m. matinee. We found that last year, the Saturday matinee that was early, we had got our least crowd for the Patsy Cline show, which is a similar production to this, in how we brought it in.
Right.
And so we figured with the beach season, it's easier to get the matinee at the end of the weekend, a little later in the afternoon,
sure,
when people are winding down from a beach weekend.
Sounds good.
We also have a group sales plan this year. We're going to be contacting veterans groups, senior citizens, with group discounts for people who want to take advantage of a discount. They can come in, maybe in a bus, maybe in a bunch of cars. But the idea is that extra added attraction, shall we say,
sure.
is also going to be out there.
Excellent, excellent. So a great show, Sisters of Swing, the story of the Andrews Sisters, and go online, and you can do that by going to either RICPA.net, or you can actually just go to Park Theater, right? That's either way, it gets you to the website.
Yes, you know? I find that either way will do it. That you go to the same site. I find that RICPA, RICPA.net, it'll get you to the theater website, the other one you just said.
Right.
So it's kind of a fusion of the two websites.
Great.
So it, being a simpler wording, that's what I generally tell people.
Excellent. All right. We'll check that out. And we'll get more Andrews Sisters music in the next set. Time for a little commercial break, and we'll go out right now with another favorite, Rum and Coca-Cola. Back after that.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. If the Yankee comes to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me. Chicka chick carry to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Helps old Chuck celebrate his leave, makes every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, Mom, it's a fact.
In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girls, the native swoon when she hears their bingo croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, G.I. romance with native peach. All night long, make tropic love. The next day, sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, it's a fact, Mom, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, talking with Jack Nicholson, the general manager of the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts in Cranston at the Park Theater. And Jack, we've been listening to music by the Andrews Sisters. We're going to continue to do that as we go through the show, but there are lots of other things happening at the theater. So why don't you give us a rundown? What's coming in next?
Well, next, one of the highlights of the concert season, which is really expanding on us overnight, Los Lobos, which
Los
is in its,
Lobos.
It is in its, going into its fourth decade of producing records, big hits throughout with tours throughout the country. We happen to be on that current national tour, and the show will be in our building on Wednesday, July 6th, right after the 4th of July weekend. We've been on sale for a while on that, and this is a popular group with a lot of communities within the Rhode Island area. So
sure.
We're starting with that. Then we're going to come back in with the Temptations on September 9th, and that's still technically summer, so that's good. And then I just got a call this week that we're going to be booking Taj Mahal on September 15th, so that'll be a week after the Temptations. And a lot of that is the same audience, so that should be interesting to watch as we see our list of email customers grow.
Mm-hmm.
And no area outside of Greater Cranston or Greater Providence have I seen more growth from than the South County. Having just now residing here part-time myself, I not only see it on my website, but I hear it by word of mouth,
sure.
including some of the interest that some of the restaurants down on the water down there have taken in our shows and are going to be using tickets for special nights that they have.
Great. So South County is coming alive and being aware of the Park Theater and its rebirth, as we say.
That's right. And speaking of the South County, one other thing is a veteran theatrical group that's got a very good reputation is going to be bringing in, I overlooked mentioning this, Jesus Christ Superstar will be coming in the middle of August, no more than 2 weeks after Sisters of Swing, the story of the Andrews Sisters. So we're really getting a lot more traffic.
You're a busy guy compared to 2 years ago when we first met. There was a show here and a show there. Now it's you're like a one-arm paper hanger.
So far, and we hope for this. Yep.
Well, that's great. That's great. We'll go to another Andrews Sisters tune right now, one that holds a little bit of a near and dear to my heart because I remember my father's quartet singing this song, and they got it from the Andrews Sisters, of course. And so here we go with I Want to Linger.
Can't you hear me sigh when it's time for us to say goodbye? I wanna linger a little longer, a little longer, dear. See that moon shine. There's no time like this for making love. I love your loving, your lovey loving. I hate leaving you. Let me linger just a little. You. me linger just a little.
Great music. I'm sure our audience is loving this, Jack. A lot of great tunes, a lot of great memories with the Andrews Sisters. Almost everybody remembers something. A lot of people remember them all.
Yeah, it sure is upbeat. It's a great sound.
Great, great tune. One of the interesting things about the Andrews Sisters is where they came from, which is, you know, just hard work, and they made themselves a success. And there's a lot of great stories behind the scenes, but we'll give you some of those in a minute. In the meantime, we have some other shows that you didn't mention in that last segment, but other things that are coming, just to give people a little bit of a preview. You've got some stuff coming in the fall.
Yes, it remains a mixed bag, but as progressively as you move forward, the events we're seeing and want to try to grow are theatrical events like Sisters of Swing, like Jesus Christ Superstar, like It's a Wonderful Life, which is scheduled to come in December. Mm-hmm. But also the one-nighters, as they say in the industry, the concerts, many of whom are on tour and pick certain buildings around the country, and sometimes we're fortunate to get on. More and more that's happening.
Right.
Other shows beside Los Lobos and Temptations is Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, who, of course, started out with Bruce Springsteen. Now,
sure.
they have their own audience, and they're still very popular.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Jersey,
right,
as they say. And then there's another doo-wop show coming in the fall, which is more of a rock and roll combination with doo-wop. And it's a result of the success of this doo-wop show in May
yeah,
with the Drifters,
I believe
it was.
Yep. And the Mystics
yeah,
were there. Yeah.
And that was a good crowd. The promoters loved it, and so they want to come back.
Excellent, excellent. And if you haven't been to the Park Theater yet, since it's been refurbished, it's a wonderful place, a lot of creature comforts. We've talked about the free parking. We've talked about the dinner theater right tied into the same building. But there are wonderful, nice comforts like oversized seating and drink holders in the seats. And
yeah, air conditioning, beautiful air conditioning.
Air conditioning and great sight lines.
And the one easiest way to pull it all in for your listeners is to just go to rickva.net.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's there, from the dinner choices to the future events to other pieces of information they might find interesting.
You can even look at the seating chart and pick out the seat you want to sit in. So that's all great stuff happening at that theater, and that's a wonderful thing to take part of. And it's not huge. I mean, it's not like you're going to the Wang Center in Boston where you get lost or whatever. Here, every seat is a good seat.
People
it's
love
true
the size
story.
Of it. Very intimate.
Yeah.
Not only the people, but the performers.
Right. It's right around 1,000 seats, and that sounds like it's the perfect size. We'll go to another Andrews Sisters tune, and here's an interesting tidbit that you probably didn't know. Do you know that none of them ever read music?
No, I did not know that.
They did not know how to read music. They just listened, and they sang, as we say, by ear, kind of like what I do.
Sounds like you've done your research.
That's right, but great group. Here we go, and this is one that you'll definitely remember. Beer Barrel Polka. We'll be back after that.
In a garden, what a garden. Only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away. They all go la-di-a-di-ay. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's the big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. 4 miles around you hear them sing. Roll out the barrel.
hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the doubles they fall for my ring. For miles around you hear them singing. Da-da-da-da-da. Cheer, 'cause the whole gang is here. Roll it out, let's do the beer barrel polka.
Rario, Rario, Rari, mama. Rario, Rario, Rari, mama.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zuo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zuo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zuo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jack Nicholson from the Park Theater, Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, where the Andrews Sisters story is coming, called Sisters of Swing. Great show that has been around for several years, and we've been listening to some great Andrews Sisters music. We've got a couple more tunes we'll hear before the end of the show, but Jack, let's give people some information. If they're not online and don't want to use the web to find out about the theater, there's a phone number they can call, right?
Right. The number is of course, 401 for out of area people, like in Connecticut. I know your audience goes into that area.
Yeah.
But also 467-7275. 467-7275. You'll find it on the web site.
Right.
But just in case, that's another way to save gas, let alone get your tickets in a fairly easy way.
Right. And if you happen to be traveling through Cranston, the theater box office is open every day, so you can walk right up under the new beautiful marquee that you have, the electronic marquee that is announcing upcoming shows, and walk right into the box office. And if you're there most of the time, you get to see Drew, old relative of mine, and you can get tickets from that. So you didn't even know we were related.
Did not know.
See that? You got it's a small world. It's Rhode Island, Jack. You got to get with this.
I like that part of it.
All right. So we have the website, which is RICPA.net, and we have the phone number, and you can find out about the Andrews Sisters concert. And we've been listening to Andrews Sisters music. We've talked about a lot of other concerts. Jack, the theater itself is quite an interesting building. We talked a little bit about the dinner theater that's there. There's also a lounge. Is that part of it?
There's a lounge in the front in the same side of the complex as the dinner theater part. In other words, the restaurant.
The restaurant's upstairs, lounge downstairs.
Lounge is downstairs. They do some comedy shows in the lounge. They're hoping to do some more cabaret entertainment in either of the spaces over there. But in the meantime, the focus continues to be on the theater.
A little jazz now and then also in that area.
Jazz brunch.
So the theater is kind of this multi-complex that you can find something to do almost any time.
Yeah, and valet parking, of course. I forgot to mention that. If you want to really have an easy time of it, either the free parking option or the valet parking, which is just next to free, and right across the street is the parking lot for 400 cars, which is more than enough for a sellout at the theater.
That's great. So very convenient, very user-friendly. There is several stations in the building for adult beverage to be served, as they say.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's all great.
And an elevator. For up and down for the second floor for the balcony attendees. They come out of the restaurant, go right across the lobby and into their seats in the balcony, or they go down in the elevator and enter into the regular main floor of the theater.
Such a deal. Sounds great. All right. Well, we're going to go to another Andrews Sisters tune at this time. And a lot of you at listening along might be saying, I wonder what they're going to play next. Well, we have selected the wonderful Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar. There you go.
In a little honky-tonky village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way that you like it, but the way he likes to play is 8 to the Bar. When he plays it's a ball, he's the daddy of them all. Gather around when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets amped. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, then on a roll, beat me, daddy, 8 to the Bar. A blink, a plank, a blink, a plank, a blink, a plank, a plunk it on the keys. A rhythm, a rap, a rip, a rap, a rip, a rap, a rip, and out with ease. And when he plays with the bass and guitar, then on a roll, beat me, daddy, 8 to the Bar. He plays the boogie, he plays 8 to the Bar, the boogie woogie. That is the way he likes to play on his piano. And we all know that when he plays, he puts them all in a trance. The cats all holler hooray. You hear him say, beat me, daddy, 8 to the Bar. In a little honky-tonky village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. When he plays with the bass and guitar, they all beat me up, daddy, beat me, daddy, hey, to the Bar. The people gather around when he gets up on the stand. And when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm that he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there ever bothers to dance. But when he plays with the bass,
bass and guitar. They holler up, beep, beep, daddy, eight to the bar. A clink, clink, a clank, clank. A blink, a blank, a blink, a blank, a plunking on the keys. A rip, rip, a rap, rap. A riff, a rap, a riff, a rap, a riffing out with these. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler up, beep, beep, daddy, eight to the bar.
Well, Jack, I have to thank you for bringing the Andrews Sisters music to Rhode Island and southern New England. This is going to be a wonderful show, The Sisters of Swing. That's Thursday, July 28th, Friday, July 29th, Saturday, July 30th, and Sunday at 4 o'clock, July 31st.
And the tickets are $39 and $35, which I forgot to mention earlier.
But that's a great deal, a great deal. And remember all the things we talked about with the free parking, the dinner, all the wonderful things at the theater. And it's going to be a great show, I'm sure. And as usual, we have a great time listening to some great music. And you have other events coming in. There's one we talked about off-air that we want to make sure there are no children listening right now, right?
Well, I suppose you could say that. It's a toned-down version of old-fashioned burlesque, much like the movie that came out, I think, nationally about a year ago.
Sure, yeah.
It's Tempest Storm's Las Vegas Review. Burlesque Review, straight from Las Vegas. She's already played several buildings in the Northeast with her show, which includes the newest edition is the Playboy magazine Girl of the Year or whatever, Calendar Girl of the Year. Mm-hmm. She's joined that troupe, and that's in August, coming up fairly soon on August 26th. That's on sale now as well. And, of course, we just came out of the opera, so that's a pretty good contrast right there.
Well, yeah, we just went from burlesque, and now you're going to talk about we just had Opera Providence was there for a whole series, a weekend
yes.
series.
And then in between that, and between these shows, we had a number of events people really didn't probably know about unless they were part of it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about dance recitals, dance competitions, pageants. We had must have been at least seven dance studios from the Rhode Island area in one weekend after another, plus one full midweek show called Meet Me at the Park. Mm. It was a great thing. But we don't put those on our website as a rule because we don't sell tickets to them.
Right.
They sell their own tickets.
Right. Similar to what I did with the show with the Narragansett Bay
acapella
Chorus,
yeah.
The acapella show, right.
Exactly
we sell
the
our
same
own tickets,
kind of thing. Yeah. So you don't see those. And we also have a lot of church-based events we've had in the past, and we have one now by a group, the Sacred Exchange, which is based in Providence, and Pastor Mike, and he's doing a show called Providence.
Well, you thought he was doing that, but now that the burlesque thing is coming, you could be in jeopardy there.
He's two nights after. He's two nights after burlesque. But it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek
right.
Review that he does on that.
All right. Well, that's great. A lot of things happening at the beautiful Park Theater, Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, 848 Park Avenue in Cranston. And make sure you get down there. And thank you, Jack, so much for coming in today. Always a pleasure to see you.
You're very welcome, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be on. We appreciate that.
It's great. And we'll be hearing more about the Andrews Sisters. Listen carefully to our radio station over the next couple weeks because we'll be giving you some commercial messages that will remind you about the Andrews Sisters. So that's a good thing. And right now, we're going to finish off with, again, a real, real big hit. This is one of their biggest. Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. And then if time permits, we'll maybe play a little bit more as we go out. And we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
I wrote my mother. Sure of you.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. I just got word from a girl who heard from the girl next door to me. The boy she met just loves to pet and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. With anyone else but her. No, 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 not a single soul but me. No, 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 don't you sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Not till you see me. Not until you see me marching home. Home, 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 sweet home. Don't go up and down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. With anyone else but her. No, 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 not a single soul but me. No, 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 don't you go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Not till you see me. Not until you see me marching home. Home, 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 sweet home. Just wait till I come marching home. So don't go walking down the Lover's Lane. No, walking down the Lover's Lane till you see me. When you see me marching home, then we'll go arm in arm and sit down under the apple tree. Baby, just you and me. When I come marching home. Aurora comes from Rio de Janeiro. She dances in a little street cafe. And when you're down in Rio de Janeiro, here's what you hear each Latin lover say. You're a sweetheart in a million. Oh, Aurora, with your manners so Brazilian. Oh, Aurora, when you smile and call me honey. Oh, Aurora, is it me or just my money? Oh, Aurora, I'll buy you this and buy you that if you be true to me. I'll even rent the cottage and present you with the key. So if you'll marry me and be my sweet senora. Oh, Aurora, Aurora, be mine, be mine, be mine. You're a sweetheart in a million. Ha, 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 Aurora, with your manners so Brazilian. Ha, 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 Aurora, smile and call me honey. Ha, 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 Aurora, is it me or just my money? Ha, 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 Aurora. You're a sweetheart in a million. Ooh, be my Aurora, with your manners so Brazilian. Ooh, be my Aurora, be mine, when you smile and call me honey. Ooh, be my Aurora, is it me or just my money? Oh, Aurora, Aurora.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.